Hi, people. Welcome back to the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amonte Hall. Today, this episode is a recap of the interview I was interviewed. Hope you guys liked that. It was an interesting little twist I put on the show, trying something new. Today, we're going to talk about just some regular topic stuff, maybe some hip hop, some government stuff. Stick with it. I'll see you guys on the other side. Peace. Hi, welcome back to the True Tone Show. It is a fun thing to start something new and to bring someone else on that same journey that you yourself are trying to achieve. What am I talking about? Great conversation, interesting people, talking with Amonte. But then there comes an opportunity where you get to uplift, show somebody else, put someone in the ring, let them feel the ropes for the first time. That's what I did on the previous episode with my friend Jane. Great human, great mind, super intelligent, great baller, former D1 athlete, baller, okay? Baller beats 90% of the guys. 90%. She beats a lot of people. I've watched her, you know, watched some of her highlights. She's really good. But she wants to transition into this new phase, a creative phase, where she had this dream, this idea to interview bench players and give them a voice, because it seems like they don't have one, that we just focus on the star players. And this could be any sport, really. And she wants to talk to them. She wants to talk to the players. She wants to talk to the coaches of these teams from all levels, all walks of athleticism. She wants to talk to him. And I think that's an amazing journey. I want to say that it is an honor to be the first person to kind of launch her and get this under her rope. And she's going to do great. I mean, she did a great job interviewing me. I did my best. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that conversation that we had. And I want to recap. I'm not going to recap what I said because, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. But I will recap what Jane was talking about on why it's important to listen and to have bench players and basically believe in them and give them opportunity to be heard. And she talks about it from her personal experience. And I want to check this out and let you guys hear it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that question. Because, you know, my college basketball experience means so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had an amazing coach. Her name is Robin Fralick, and she was a Christian and, you know, really wanted to develop up us as young women. Mm-hmm. She was an incredible example of what it looked like to work hard every single day and like, and grind and do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And so I'd go to her all the time, like, coach, like I need help with, you know, I'm not feeling good about sitting on the bench. Like it's, yeah. What do I do? You guys are distracting me.
No. So when you're on the bench and you have a coach, what does she say to you? How does a coach keep players like that engaged?
Yeah. I think it's really hard to do. And she did it. She actually just really cared about me, right? Like she really cared about me.
She goes on to say her coach gave her things to work on, plays to look at, how to do things, how to help coach from the bench, helping other players see what the coach was trying to get players to do. And, you know, you guys can go check that out. It was a great, great conversation. Jane's amazing. I can't wait to see when her podcast launch. I don't know if she settled on a name yet. I believe it's some, I don't know. I'm not going to launch that. I'm not, she can do that, but I'm very excited for Jane. Jane, thank you so much. And hopefully it was a good opportunity for you. And can't wait to see how you grow and the people you get on your show and the players that get to be heard because you created this outlet for them to have that conversation. So kudos to Jane. Kudos to Jane. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. And let's transition. So in the media right now, there's a lot going on. Okay, we got the political debate. Well, sorry, the political campaign coming. We're going to vote for the next president in November, December, somewhere around there. So there's a lot going on with that. We got, obviously, the wars that are continuing to go on. There's a lot going on with that. We got Mother's Day is around the corner. And, yeah, whatever junk is going on in the media. But this hip-hop conversation, I'm a hip-hop guy. I like hip-hop. I like conscious rap. Not so much as the gangster rap, but I like conscious rap. Makes me think something wordy, something funky. How do they put that sentence together? Right now, we got a rap beef. I've talked about this a couple times in the show. We got Kendrick Lamar, Drake going at it. The world has had a conversation about J. Cole. All in all, I think the world thinks it was lame. They liked the idea that he was humble enough to admit it, but they thought it was lame for the MC, for the sport. Rappers didn't like that because J. Cole's rapper's rapper. So it's like, why would you do that, right? I don't want to recap that too much, but what we are going to focus on today is Drake released two songs. Okay, Push Ups, you can go check it out. I'm not going to play that. Then he released this AR garbage. This AI thing was garbage, okay? It's garbage. He used Snoop Dogg and he used Tupac, basically trying to push Kendrick. Now, I saw that Snoop Dogg went online and was like, you know, he kind of played it off. He didn't seem too angry, but he should have, because Kendrick is from where he's from, so it makes sense that they would have each other's back, you know? I don't know how I feel about that. I think it was kind of lame. And the second song was not that. It wasn't like that. The first one was nice. You know, Drake came with the lyrics. Now, what I'm hearing in the grapevine is that Kendrick's dropping an album in May, and he plans to, what do you call it? Spit back, shoot back at Drake. And I can't wait to hear that one. That is going to be good. That is going to be interesting. If he drops an album, I'm excited, because I know people weren't too excited about his last album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, but that was a good album. I don't get what people are wanting. I'm not just a fan who will like something because I like the person. If I like the project, I like the project, and I felt like that was a good project still and a good album. And I think people were upset because you can't stay the same place as an artist. You got to keep growing and developing. And, you know, people say they want conscious hip hop, and that was pretty conscious to deal with some of the things he was dealing with internally. And there was a lot more things to resonate with. I heard someone who's a hip hop head say that this Kendrick album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, is going to live for a long time because it's one that deals with issues that many people deal with on a regular basis. Whether it is an escape or it is to help you deal with something that you yourself aren't dealing with in your own life, it's still a powerful message. But as far as like the hip hop battle, rap battle, Drake and Kendrick, it's to be continued, because right now Kendrick's on the clock. We don't know if he's going to reply, when he's going to reply, how long he's going to take. Whereas Drake is just kind of just dropping. He's dropped two songs already. So it's not over. I think this is going to go for a while. And I'm kind of interested. While that's happening, there's some other beefs going on. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but Chris Brown, Singer, and Quavo going at it. That's interesting. That's a weird little mix. I think Quavo answering Chris Brown, he kind of like solidifies Chris Brown as a rapper. And it's kind of like, Quavo, you shouldn't respond to him because he's not a rapper. And he's Chris Brown, which is different. I think you should just release a statement. But as a rapper, I wouldn't. If I'm a rapper, I'm not responding to non-rappers in a rap form, because then it just makes them seem like they're legit rappers. And yeah, Chris Brown has some nice bars. I think I don't really care about that, honestly. I'm gonna be honest with you. But it is interesting to see Rick Ross throw shots at Drake. That was kind of funny. And then we're going at it on Instagram. It was kind of petty. It was a little petty, a little weird. Drake's different. Drake is a different cat. He sends a band to someone's place of business just to play marching band. That's petty. That's petty rich money, rich boy problems. It's very interesting too. And then Kanye, out of nowhere, gets on the Like That song and remixes it. Or originally, maybe he was saying he had a hand in it. Who knows with Kanye? Okay, who knows with that dude? He said he had a hand in making the song. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. And he had some lyrics, but it wasn't that good. But what was good was the remake of it. Like, the beat was kind of cool, but I liked the original better. I know some people didn't like the Like That original beat. They thought it was kind of grungy, but like, I mean, it's hip hop. It should have that feel to it. But it's interesting to see. There's a lot of rappers, ASAP Rocky. Responded to Drake too. I thought that was interesting. I don't know where this hip hop stuff is going, but I like it. I don't know. I know your girl dropped an album, Taylor Swift, kind of flooded the internet. I don't know. How y'all feel about Taylor Swift? You know, are you one of those people who dies and goes and drops everything they're doing to go listen to a Taylor Swift album? I did listen to it. I listened to Beyonce's too. I think Beyonce's album was better. And I think Beyonce's album was fresher than Taylor Swift's. Taylor Swift seems more of the same. I mean, that's her brand. So it's just on brand. That's what I'll say. It's on brand for Taylor Swift. Beyonce went in a different lane. The song is popping. That this ain't Texas. Something like, I don't know. I think I just made up some lyrics, but Beyonce had a great album. I mean, I wouldn't say great. Let me chill out with all that. Beyonce had some good songs on there. I like the Texas Hold'em song. I like that. It was a cool song. We'll see where this hip hop stuff goes. I wonder when Kendrick's going to drop it. I wonder. Also, this has been a very, very interesting story. One that I don't know where the average person is, but a former president is being indicted, being forced to go to court for potentially buying off an adult film star, having sexual relations with this adult film star. And the ways in which this story is unfolding is kind of like, huh? So President Trump, former president of the United States of America, is running again. He's gearing up to make a run at the White House again. And while he's making a run, he's having legal problems. And his legal problems, it's the political bloodbath, which he is saying it's a witch hunt, which others are saying he's broken the law and he should be held accountable for the things that he's done. But the thing that I want to talk about is the interesting narrative, right, that wealthy people never pay for the crimes that they do. And for those of you that think Trump is getting away, he's not. And those of you who think Trump didn't do anything wrong, I don't know. It's very interesting because I don't know, in the first time in history, we've had two presidents go run for the same office again. And I don't know in history if we've had two presidents who have been indicted and been tried for the same crimes or same offenses. I don't know if that's a better word for it. Both having government documents in their home, place of residence. One was getting off because he's too old. The other one is still fighting it and somehow is... he's winning. You know, Trump is delaying it. You know, I don't know. I know they're trying to get him to serve time. I don't know how that's going to work. Honestly, I don't foresee a sitting president or a former president going to jail. I just don't. I'm sorry. I know this is what you guys want. You want him to pay a crime or whatever. I just don't see it. I don't see a former president going to jail. That'll be the first time in U.S. history it's not happening. I just don't see it. And I'm not a Trump fan. I think I just don't see it, man. I am sorry. Y'all gonna have to help me. Is it the right thing to do? I don't know. If he did it, yeah, he should go to jail. But the interesting nuggets in this trial is one that is Trump's tactics to delay with slowing down the metrics. He's dealing with this older judge who is not foreign to his tactics with his lawyer, his law team, and his legal aid or whatever. And I'm trying to figure out how this thing is going to play out. I'm trying to see how it's going to play out. And I wonder if a lot of people are really interested in it. But old money, new money, it's all the same money. And eventually, if you're doing wrong, you're going to get caught. You're going to have to pay for that. You're going to have to talk to those things. And I wonder if Trump is nervous. I wonder if he is. Maybe I'm wrong. And he will be the first president to be arrested. That mugshot is crazy, though. Did y'all see that mugshot of Trump? That is insane. The first president with a mugshot. Part of me thinks and wonders and tries to fight this conspiracy theory that this is entertainment purposes to boost up the voting. As an American, I'm concerned, and I hope this is figured out. And as a man, it's like, how do you lead through this? How do you like walk through this? Is it, I don't know. It's not good. I definitely think it's a reflection of, it's like, man, we don't have nobody better than this. Like, we don't have anybody better than this. These two, we don't have nobody better. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. We got to do better, because this ain't it. This is not it, sir. This is not it. I hope you guys are having a very, very good evening. And thank you for checking out the show as always. I want to end with a truest tone segment. The truest tone segment. I want to talk about this concept of mental muck up, right? Mental muck up. When your mind gets really mucky with whatever, right? I go to therapy. I was talking about this with my therapist. And when you are in murky water, murky brain, murky thoughts, things are kind of crashing in on you. The best thing that you can do is find grounding. And how do you ground yourself? Maybe it's like stopping and meditating. Maybe it's journaling. For me, it is journaling. I will definitely journal. It could be going for a walk. It could be going for a hike or going to a coffee shop and just sitting somewhere, and that grounds you. But when things are chaotic, you try really hard. You have to try really hard to ground yourself so that you don't keep it going. And, you know, whatever the angst will come, the anxiety, all the not good things will come. So trying to ground yourself is the key. And that is the truest tone segment. And I really want to encourage you, if you're having thoughts, if you're struggling with mental issues, or you're not sure of your own thoughts, you're struggling with your thoughts, you know, definitely go seek it out. It's worth it. It's worth having the conversation with someone who can help you. It's cool to talk to friends. It's better to talk to professionals or a specialist. If you can't find a specialist, I encourage you to go online and research. And if you can't go online, go to the library and look. If you can't go to the library, ask somebody to help you. And I hope you get that help, because your piece is worth it. And I want to end the show with that. This has been another episode of the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Demonte Hall. And as always, was the truth of this conversation, or was it just noise? I'll let you decide. It's the True Tone Show, and we out of here, people. Peace. Do, 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 do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-